This segment is brought to you by Carbach. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Once said, we're all a bit too fanatical with this silly thing called sports, but every now and then we're reminded why sports is, bar none, the greatest reality show going. Amazing drama last night.
Survivor's pretty good still.
It doesn't have that kind of drama. I'm with him. And even the Astros, even though it's one of 162, coming back to win the way they did. It's fun when there's drama. And Lillard hitting that shot from 2 miles away is dramatic. You know, the Sharks coming, getting four goals in 5 minutes is dramatic. That's why we love sports.
I think the Rockets absolutely finish it off tonight. But how close are we to being 2 games to 2? I'm pretty damn close.
Yeah, but let's be honest.
And then what would be the narrative going into game 5?
Rockets in 6. Okay. Honestly, they got lucky to beat them once. The Rockets played like crap in game 3 and still won because the Jazz were worse. So it's not that close to being 2-2 in my opinion. And I think it ends tonight and it ends ugly.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
All right, we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, boys and girls. We're almost done with this bet. Don't shut that door, Tyler. Fred's still yet to come in. Don't you worry. By the way, Eric Warner is here, the head brewmaster at Carbach, and he asked to come in today because he won't be here next week. And we want to accommodate your schedule, so we said, "Sure, come on in." And you were like, "Okay, yeah, I'll bring you some BBH, and I'll bring a special guest." And then all that was a lie.
It was just a lie to it get you to have me on the show. Because he,
well played, sir. Well played.
Right, but I probably can't do that again. Maybe in 6 months' time after you've forgotten about it.
Yeah, but now I'll remember.
But when have you ever had to lie to get on the show?
I don't know.
Right, it's the first, Fred. We've been doing this for 2 years. I played my trump card for once,
hey,
right?
Fred, before we get into beer talk, how comfortable are you with discussing what's going on in our bathroom?
I was just about to say that because I just came back. And okay.
What, now
on the urinal, there is a piece of paper that is not toilet paper.
It's a paper towel. It appears to be a paper towel.
And it also appears to have poo on it. It's not just me, right?
So I was peeing. Eric walks in the bathroom while I'm peeing at the urinal.
And I say, "Hey, Jay, how's it going?"
And I say, "Well, it's not that great because I started peeing and now I see that there's a piece of poop-colored paper towel on top of the urinal. And I don't understand why it would be there." And Tyler showed me a picture, and I've seen this before, of occasionally people will take poop-soiled toilet paper and put it in the trash can in our bathroom.
And I, for
which,
years,
by the way, is the
same culprit, I bet.
The trash can, it's one of those trash cans where if you reach up, that's where the paper towels are.
Yeah, you might accidentally hit.
And then down is the trash. So people actually have to reach in, which, by the way, is the worst concept ever for a bathroom design. But you have to reach up there to get the paper towels. And then right below that is poopy toilet paper. I don't even understand who's doing this. And you know what? I think it's we've discussed this before. To an extent, it could be a cultural issue, putting used toilet paper in the trash. Putting used toilet paper on top of the urinal?
That's not acceptable in any culture.
There's no culture that says, yeah, you should do that. You should. And the fact that it's not toilet paper, it makes me curious as to, did this person just grab a paper towel on their way to the urinal and clean themselves while peeing? And if so, did you just walk around with that all day? Because if that's the case, that's why I am a proponent of wet wipes. Because you can't walk around with that all day.
My only hope
It's the worst.
Oh, well, equally disgusting is that people eat in there while they're peeing.
Oh.
And my only hope is that maybe the guy was having a chili dog or something.
That didn't look like no chili dog to me.
No, okay, yeah. Okay, okay. I know. I'm trying to think of possible, possible explanations, because who would do that? You know, are you like carrying it around in your pants and you pull it out when you go to the bathroom?
I bet we're just, I think the problem is, right? Like, I think parents, moms, whatever, used to teach their kids like all the intricacies of that stuff, personal hygiene, whatever, and. I just think, there's so much going on and people just aren't paying as much attention to it.
How can you not pay attention to that?
Yeah. Right. That's just basic piggery. Like, you can't have, like, gotten to adulthood, like, doing that, right?
I mean, it's unbelievable that you somehow have a job where you work in an office building as a professional something or another. And do that. I mean, and you know what? That's not even true.
I got to hand it to my, I heard you guys, I heard this is the gem and you're talking about like work situations, and I got to hand it to all my coworkers at Carbach. They're pretty good. I rarely encounter piggery in the bathroom.
Which is, I'll be honest, is somewhat surprising.
Yeah. Working with a bunch of dudes and
I mean, it's a male dominated environment. I don't want to say it's a totally loose workspace, but it's looser than your average office for sure. I mean, you're allowed to drink at work sometimes, and you would think that that's the kind of job where like a construction site. You might go into the porta potty and see something like that. Okay. That wouldn't be totally shocking.
You expect that almost.
When you're in a professional environment and you have to take your elevator to a job.
And there's guys in suits and ties running around here.
Exactly. And not everybody's in a suit and tie, but there are people in our office who wear suits and ties. Our bosses. Maybe. I hope that it is someone from a different office, because I think there are two more offices on our floor. We take up almost the entire floor. There are two small corners of the place that I think are someone else. I pray that it's someone in those offices. But even if it is, gross.
Yeah. And I mean, I suspect it might be one of ours, because we have some really gross people here.
Well.
Because I thought all that ended when Deportes left.
I thought so too.
But, so who brings down the hammer on this? Somebody's got to.
Well, you can't put a camera in there.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
I mean, do you have like a – I would like have all staff meeting and be like – I'd hold the thing up and be like
– You would hold it up
with gloves and tweezers or something.
Not me.
But whose is this?
Yeah, we should run a DNA test on it.
There you go. Yes.
Probably. Listen,
I solved the last crime around here. This one's on you guys.
Well, I don't see a solution for it other than, if you can hear my words, stop being gross.
I think one solution is, although unfortunately, you guys probably do have a cleaning service and somebody's going to come deal with that in the middle of the night.
Which I feel sorry for that person.
Right? How disrespectful of them, but humor, like a humorous note. Above the thing with an arrow pointing down to it, and then some kind of like,
do not leave your chili dog paper
here. Whatever, and just try to
write it in poo.
There you go.
I honestly would. It's a perplexing location.
It really is,
because if you like the picture that Tyler took where it's in the trash can, I don't like that people do it, but I can see someone making the effort to somehow carry their toilet paper with them to the trash can and throw it away because they feel like that's the place it should go. Again, that's not the way I was raised. I know that everyone's got different ways that they grew up. I get it. I'm trying to picture a scenario where you grab a paper towel, it ends up with poop on it, and then it ends up on top of the urinal.
Right, because that paper towel wasn't even a paper towel that was stocked in your bathroom.
No, it's an outside towel.
What's the chain of events that leads to that? You know what I mean? That can't... I don't even know.
Maybe they're leaky and it was like a self-administered diaper thing. And maybe they can't afford like the...
I'm about to throw up your beer on you.
Why did you say right, leaky?
We should talk about something
that
better.
That was really... That was when you went too far.
I work with a bunch of guys, AJ. I mean, we get gross. It's a fact.
There are animals here, is what it boils down to. And if you're the animal, if I find out you are the animal, I don't know. I'm not the boss of everybody here, but I will do everything in my power for you to be fired if you are the person leaving poop on top of the urinal. I can't personally fire everyone who works here, but I've got a pretty good line to the guy who can. So, and God forbid, I swear, if anybody on that works in my department is doing that, I will fire you, and I will fire you publicly, and I'll talk about why in front of people. Actually, that may be illegal.
You can't do that.
Well, I'll say it right in front of Laura, our HR lady. I'll say it in front of her exactly what you did.
Well, you need to say you can't sleep at nights now. That other coworkers are complaining they're having nightmares about this.
Oh, I'm gonna have nightmares about it.
Yeah. I mean, what if someone gets sick?
I agree. That is a public health risk. I mean, Houston Health Department could come in here and shut you guys down for in.
Well, not us. We didn't do it.
Well, yeah, but they don't care. Your facility, right? Maybe one of the.
Well, we're not serving food here, so
that's true. You're probably safe, but. Yeah. But I mean, hypothetically, if somebody really wanted to make a mountain out of the molehill, they probably could.
I don't think this is a molehill. I think it is a mountain.
I agree.
It's not Mount Everest, but it's a mountain. It's three. So.
Sorry about that. Well, I guess it's probably about break time.
Yeah. Well,
that was good, though. That was fun.
You can stay along as long as you want.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're going to stay and talk some beer and stuff, but we've got to go to a break now. But I felt like that was something that needed to be addressed, and
all of you out there who are coworkers, think about that, right? Yeah. When you're like taking the lazy route, just wiping up the sink, right? Like if you make a big mess when you're washing your hands or something,
yeah.
Well, you know what? Just
our
common
sink
courtesy.
In there is always wet.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a leak there in there.
I don't know.
Because it is always wet.
I mean, they did a good job renovating our office. And we've got really nice offices here. The bathroom is it might as well be in a college dorm. Yeah. I mean, it is a bad situation.
You know what we need to do with the next contract with the building? We need a private executive bathroom.
I concur.
So we get that done, and at least we don't have to deal with that.
Let's take who's someone important that doesn't really need an office? That we could like say, listen, you're out of the office. You have a cubicle now. Like Steven from Culture Map.
Yeah, he spends a lot of time in his office, but you're right. We could move him.
Wait, draft season's over. Let's take Lance's office.
I think we have room in that because we don't really need the second kitchen.
Yeah, let's make that a bathroom.
We could make that a bathroom.
There's a closet over there.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's in that closet, but we could turn that into a bathroom.
And it will be a... poo napkin free place.
Yeah, and you have to have a punch code to get in.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And
see, I have some good ideas.
In order to have the punch code, you have to be
management.
Management yeah. only. Yeah.
Vice president or higher?
No.
Kidding. But no, I think that's a good idea. And now there are some people in management that I think we should ban from there.
Like who?
I'm not gonna name names here, but okay. I don't want them in there. Hey, I got to tell you about this, guys. Black Hats, two guitars, two icons, country music stars Clint Black, Trace Adkins, and special guests are coming to Houston this summer at Smart Financial Center. Pre-sale tickets are going on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Get your tickets at LiveNation.com. Also have to tell you about Harry's Razors, and I got a package in today, so I'll be shaving my scrubble, which I was letting go for a little bit to kind of see how it looked, and yeah, I look homeless, so I will be shaving it, and that's why I have my Harry's razors. Guys spend over 3,000 hours of their life shaving. And so don't waste 4 months of your life overpaying for poor performing razors. And that's the best thing about Harry's. Quality, convenience, comes right to my mailbox, and the price is unbelievable for the quality you get. So join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use FAOUR at harrys.com. They also believe in their product so much they'll give you your money back if you don't love your shave. That's their 100% quality guarantee. But you know what? We're not even talking about much money here. Here's what it is. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers will get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. Means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. And that's a money-back guarantee. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today and join the 10 million who switched. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer and let them know you're a Blitzer, and they will take care of you.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Eric Warner's still with us. And there are times when I'm sorry you guys missed the conversations that happen off air. But
this is one that you're not.
No, I mean.
We weren't supposed to have that conversation on
it. It's okay. It's all good. Now Eric knows the whole thing. And now you know the rest of the story. Tell us what we're drinking.
So we have, and once again, you guys are getting the first taste. This beer isn't even in a bottle yet. It's the next Fun Series. I think we're up to Fun 18, and it's called High Tide. So it is a strong version.
It's made with Tide Pods.
It's take the challenge.
Oh, my God. I've already had five sips.
Tide Pod Challenge. Take beer. The plunge.
You get high, and you eat Tide Pods.
It's our most special beer yet.
Yeah.
It's like a stronger kind of tweaked version of Tasty Waves that we put in tequila barrels. So it's coming out in June, and we're getting to the point now. We're getting like so organized that we're doing like advanced releases or demos of this stuff.
Okay, is most of this still in barrels?
Yeah.
So this beer could conceivably in June taste different than what it tastes like
now. A little bit. You might taste a little bit more of the barrel. But as I told you on the break, this has already been in barrel for 10 months.
Okay.
9 months.
Okay.
So yeah. I don't know how much more we'll get out of it. But we're usually doing these fun releases. You know, they're big, dark, heavy beers. I mean, this one's a little lighter, 8%. But kind of like we just did with BBH, we're the Fun Series, quote unquote, suggested retail, I'm not supposed to talk about this on the air, is around $13.99, something like that. So you're getting essentially twice the deal you would with the Bombers, right?
Yeah.
So, because a lot of people I know when we did like Tregave or we did Roll in the Hay, folks were like, oh, you know, love the beer, but, you know, I paid X for BBH, which is 12%, and I'm paying the same amount for an 8% beer, you know, and we're just trying to mix it up a little bit and not have it all be so just, you know, same old kind of dark beer in dark wood barrel kind of thing, right?
I mean, that makes sense. And I'll be honest, I think Rolling the Hay was one of the, I think it was one of the best beers in that Fun Series that you guys did.
I agree with you, AJ. I mean, I think the Pantheon for me, for the three locks for me in the Hall of Fame are Kentucky Habit, Good Golly Miss Molly, and 004. The BBHs, there are some good ones in there, but the BBH now, it's sort of diluted because there have been so many releases of that, right? I think 006 was in there.
The cherry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it, that I've recently drank some of the like 003 and 005 and 007, and they're not what they used to be. But it, I mean, at the time, those were great. But I think, I bet if you drink an 004 now, it might even be better than it was then. And some beers hold up. I mean, that's a style of beer that's meant to hold up for a while. But I'm with you. I think 004 and 015 and was it 013 was Kentucky Habit? I think those might be my favorites too. And they're all, well, 004 is definitely different than the others.
For sure.
So if you, you know, if you go into it expecting that you're going to, you know what else I liked? I liked the first, the Clown Lounge. I forget what number it was.
Yeah, that was 9, I believe. Yeah.
That was a good one too.
Yeah.
And that one's obviously, I mean, it's a bourbon barrel IPA. It's a lot different now, I'm sure, than it was then. But at the time, that was a really good beer.
Well, I'll second your top two choices, though. I think the Kentucky Habit is my all-time favorite. And I actually found one about a month ago at a restaurant. They were selling it for like 54 bucks. I paid for it. It's that good.
For a bottle?
Yeah, for a bottle.
What? Wow.
Yeah. It was a high-end restaurant. And then the Good Golly Miss Molly, I agree on as well. Those two, I think, are the best you guys have ever done.
Well, and I know AJ's always kind of talking about coming out to the restaurant, but like I was there even unbeknownst to me with some guests earlier this week, and I saw they had tapped a keg of Good Golly Miss Molly, and I was like,
nice.
Yep, I know what I'm having. So, you know,
easy choice.
They're really making a point of, you know, tapping some of these reserve kegs here and there, and I don't know what the rhyme or reason is, but if you're really interested, I'm sure they're kind of posting it up on social. But
so tell me again what this is going to be called.
High Tide.
High Tide.
Yep.
And what's the ABV sitting at?
Low eights, like 8.2, 8.3, something like that.
And how different is that from Tasty Waves?
Oh, much. Yeah, Tasty Waves is like 5. So like I said, we brewed a stronger kind of version of it. And then, you know, it always picks up a little bit in the barrel as well. So, and yeah, it'll be out early June.
Nice. Very good stuff.
So once again, we're getting stuff that no one else has had yet.
Well, that's what I told Eric. If you want to come in today.
Yeah, when he found out that there was no BBH.
You're not bringing the BBH, which, by the way, I went to Big Specs today because, as you know, I keep delaying it.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I'll go. And then I didn't go. And then I went to Big Specs today. It's gone.
Yeah, I went by there the other day and they were out. I do know a Specs where they have it. I'm not telling it on air.
Okay.
So I'll go by and pick some up tomorrow.
Okay. And then Eric's like, oh, yeah, I'll bring some BBH. No worries. And then I'm going to bring a special guest, too. And then he texts me, oh, yeah, I can't bring my special guest, and I can't bring the BBH.
Well, normally
he was trying to pull strings like he's some sort of a big dong in the brewing industry. He's like, hey, what if I told you there was like someone on the Mount Rushmore of craft beer that I could get in studio today? And I was like, oh.
Higher up than Eric Warner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. We can go ahead and talk, because I think we should, actually. And normally okay. I don't do this, but Ken Grossman, you know, founder, owner of Sierra Nevada. So he's in town, actually, tonight.
Is he in town?
Well, he should be. He's on his way from Austin. Okay. That's why he couldn't come here. But they're doing an event at the...
Flying Saucer downtown.
Yes.
Gustavo told me to come because he was going to buy me a beer there, and I'm unfortunately unable to go tonight, but...
For the Resilience IPA, yes. Which, as y'all remember, we brewed one of those back in, and as did about 1,000 craft
Everybody
brewers
did, yeah.
To help benefit the campfire,
wildfires,
rebuilding efforts. So anyway, Ken, I was like, hey man, let's try to get him in, but they got hung up in Austin. You know, that's how those dog and pony trips go. You know, you go to an account and you get somebody who, like, wants to talk to you longer than you think, and then they had the rain, the thunderstorms they had to get through too. But
yeah, I'm gonna try to get out there tonight. It just depends.
Yeah, it's right. Yeah,
and it's not that far from me. But the problem is now
you got Astros and Rockets.
I got Astros and Rockets, but now that I don't live in actual downtown, there's not a place for me to park. So
you need to ride a bike.
I don't like riding the bike at night because I almost die during the day because people don't know how to drive, especially with all the traffic that's going to be down there from Astros and Rockets. So, I don't know. I may just Uber. That's what I do now, is I just Uber. It's like a $6 Uber ride.
Oh, that's reasonable.
Yeah. He's a cool dude. If you've never met him, it's worth it. He's a good guy, humble as the earth, right?
And that's one of the, I mean, that is one of the one of the OG, like, real big craft
beer. Oh, he's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
I agree. There's four. I'd put probably Jim Cook from Sam Adams up there. Even, you know, different kind of beers and right. philosophy. Man, who else would I put up on that Mount Rushmore of craft brewing lore? Maybe either Greg Hall or Matt Brindelson from Goose Island. Matt's yes. now at Firestone, but he always makes incredible beers and has a great kind of, you know, he's one of those guys that's sort of gone to multiple teams and won Super Bowls kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sam from Dogfish.
Yeah. Right? Yep. I think that's a solid nomination yeah. for sure. So
we should actually do this. We should create our own Hall of Fame and let people vote on it. And then Eric gets to be the final say because
that would be there. For nerdy stuff. I mean,
be a little bit nerdy.
It's pretty nerdy.
Yeah.
So what?
But I like it. I kind of like it.
But are we not nerds?
Listen, here's the deal. He didn't come on our show. He's off the Mount Rushmore.
There you go.
He just got bumped.
You have the chance. I mean, these things are political. Yeah. I hate to say it.
Like, as we all know, I don't know if anybody saw this, but Trump passed this last week that his face is going to replace Roosevelt on Mount Rushmore.
Right.
And, I mean, this guy basically just got bumped by Trump because he bailed on our show.
It's going to be we're going to get the best. It's going to be tremendous.
Top four.
Amazing.
Top four.
It's a good thing. Not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Eric, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate you bringing by some of this tasty brew. And you're out of town next week. That's why you had to come in early this time. Where are you headed?
I'm heading to Nueve York.
For what?
For some business meetings.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, it's all good. It's all good. It's no, don't.
Yeah, don't scare us here.
I actually probably made that sound worse than it is. It's more yeah. like drinking and having fun with fun people, so it'll be good. But heading to Denver this weekend on the way, doing the triangulation route. So
do yeah, you
bring,
have
bring a little back for us
or? Oh yeah, okay.
Do you have a bar in New York that you like to hit up when you're there?
Oh man, I don't have one in particular. I mean, there's a few that I've been to. I like the what is it, the Duck Rabbit, it's in Lower Manhattan, like kind of in the financial district, but really good selection of beers, and it's got that kind of English pub feel. Amazing pub food, like shepherd's pie, pot pie, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Dead Rabbit, that's what it's called.
What's the place
and
you took us
it's
to?
Incredible.
Pony Bar.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I don't know enough about New York to know exactly where it is, but I try to stop there every time we go.
That was really good.
And then there's there's a place in Brooklyn, something Tiger.
Oh, the Blind Tiger.
Yeah.
Well, there's a Blind really Tiger in Manhattan, too.
Okay.
Yeah, which is great. Good craft beer bar yep. for sure. So, but yeah, I'll kind of, you know, I'm being the out of towner, I'll kind of go with the flow, go with the masses, but maybe try to check out a couple breweries, too, while I'm there. And so, yeah, looking yeah. forward to I like New York. I'm one of those people who likes New York.
That other half. Bring back some other half stouts. That's the move.
That I might be able to do because they're hot. They got the hot hand.
Oh man, every stout that gets pulled out of a bottle share from other half, it tastes like a liquid candy bar. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what's in the water there in New York.
We can't even call it a bottle share anymore, AJ.
What do they call it now?
Well, think about it. All those breweries and all their beers, like Weldworks or whatever, they're all in cans now, right? They're all in the big cans. So we almost have to call it a can share now. For because you think, you know, the ones I've been with you, it's what, 80% can?
I would say, well, I don't know. I'd say 50% can.
Ah, really?
Yeah, because still stouts typically come in the bottles form.
Yeah, I guess you're right. IPAs, but the IPAs are all in cans.
All in can. And the sours typically still come in bottles.
Fair enough.
But most of the IPAs come in cans now.
Why not just a beer share?
That's a good idea. What we should call it.
Make everybody happy.
We're due for one of those anyway. All right. That's Eric Warner from Carbach. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next time. I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. What's going on with them? Oh, Eric, before we let you go, you didn't tell the people about who the bands are out at Love Street Music.
Yeah. So, folks, tickets are selling fast. VIPs are almost gone. So you need to get on it if you want to impress your lady, impress your boss. Aaron,
That's right.
So, you know, get those VIPs before they disappear. We've got some amazing acts. You're not going to believe who we got coming out here. Walk the Moon is the headliner. And these guys are blowing up. They're about to become, you know, one of those bands. You're going to see them on Saturday Night Live here pretty soon, I'm sure. The Toadies, everybody's heard of them. Bishop Briggs, the Lovely the Band, Wrestlers, Slender Bodies. A lineup that's great. A couple other last-minute additions, and you won't want to miss it.
All right, there you go. That way you don't get in trouble with DG. I know. Yeah, that was,
I got to keep him happy,
we
right?
We spent a bunch of time talking about poop, and then you didn't mention the bands. All right, if you own your home, listen up. Grab your smartphone. Our friends over at TGS are about to save you big money on your home policy, all without ever talking to an agent. It used to take hours to get a reliable home quote, and someone made it take 15 minutes. TGS has come along. They built a new system that gives you a firm quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system's going to ask for your address. You send that back, you get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. Grab your phone right now. Text that word money. The savings are legit. The online rating's nearly perfect. The average customer from last year, $825 they saved on home insurance, and you don't even need to wait till your renewal because TGS is going to take care of all the paperwork, all the back end, so you can free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Celebrate 25 years of doggy style with Snoop Dogg Thursday, April 25th at Smart Financial Center. Uncle Snoop's Army and Bobby D present the Snoop Dogg and Friends Tour featuring Warren G, G-Funk, and the Dog Pound. Find out more information and get your tickets at LiveNation.com. Yeah, I sound like the whitest guy ever reading that, and I apologize, but that's nothing I can do. So,
went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is a spot where I serve my game.
I'm assuming that's something that everybody else knows but me.
Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me, but don't lose your grip. Nine Trizays a Yizay for me to mess up stuff.
Oh, man. Hey,
and motherfucker.
Whoa!
I don't know why. What I'm thinking. My God,
geez. That's your program director, I folks. Mean,
Mother Frinder, I got five on a 20 sack.
You haven't even had one of those. I know. What the hell?
What's going on here?
Oh man. On that note, I need to mention that our friends at Zadok Jewelers are having the Barks and Bling Adoption and Pet Event at Zadok Jewelers this Saturday, April 27th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Post Oak Boulevard in San Felipe. And guys, really big on rescue dogs, and that's what they're doing this for. You can join Zadok Jewelers for a day for the dogs. Come to adopt your new best friend and bring your well-behaved pooch at the Barks and Bling Adoption Drive. Hang out on the Zadok lawn to browse Poffic Jewels from Heather B. Moore and grab a bite to eat for people and pets alike from the That's My Dog food truck or Three Dog Bakery. We also have a raffle featuring a Heather B. Moore dog bone pendant and more. We hope you make it out Saturday, April 27th, 10 a.m. to 2, 1749 Post Oak Boulevard at San Felipe. We've been taking our dog to a lot of these kind of things to try to get her socialized better. She's, like, great with other dogs, but she does not like human beings, except for us. And, like, everybody.
Well, she doesn't even like you. She eats your stuff.
No, she likes me. She just likes messing with me. So, it's like, I mean, she really has a little game. It's like when I leave in the morning to drop off Val at work, she gets pissed off that we're both leaving. So she tries to go find something of mine to tear up to get back at me. And I finally figured out that she can't get on top of the refrigerator yet. So that's where I leave my backpack. But she's actually really smart, and you know that's but I don't know why she doesn't like people, and people just love her. They want to pet her, and you know, because she's an attractive dog. There's no question, but she's not mean. She doesn't bite. She's just very skittish.
Yeah,
and part of me is okay with that to a point, but we try to get her around. So maybe we'll go do this and get her around people and dogs. All right. What do I have here?
Lightstream.
Yeah. You know, it feels great taking your dog places. It also feels great to pay off your high interest credit cards, get a lower rate, and saving money. How about that? Who doesn't want that? Right now, you can refinance all your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. If you got good credit, you can get a fixed rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. Not sure what your actual rates are on your credit cards. Probably around 18, 20%, maybe more. Well, that's a lot more than 6.14. And you can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. No fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Want to save even more? Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. This has been a real spit show today, hasn't it?
It really has been. This is it's not been great. I mean, we've been it's not been the
Aaron started off with a racist thing right off the bat, and then a sexist thing, and then
it was all downhill from there.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything.
So I think I get the F for the day.
No.
No,
you
blocked the F.
You did block the F word, so there is that. And but then you also just did whatever you did to AJ there, which I'm not sure what that was about.
He was trying to
autoplay bit me in the ass.
He was trying to make me look bad.
Well, he did spare you. I don't think anybody actually heard it except for the streamers, and you know they're used to that kind of stuff.
Did it get all the way out?
Yeah.
I feel like I stopped on the
No, the C part you could hear.
Okay.
But it wasn't.
So I got the C, but not the K.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it stopped right at the end of it, and then.
Between the C and the K is when I realized,
I can't say that. All right, let's wrap the show up the way we always do. Famous deaths. Let's see. Celebrities, Benny Hill. Died of a heart attack at 68. I used to watch that show with my grandfather. I love that show.
I've never seen an episode in my life. I only know it for the music.
It wasn't that funny, but it was just one of those cool things that I got to watch with my grandfather. So that's why I always liked it. Vern Troyer.
Mini-Me.
Mini-Me. Died at 49. It's a small loss. Howard Cosell. Died at 77.
Howard Cosell.
What was it he got in trouble for? Oh, it was he said something about. I don't remember what it was.
I don't know either.
Let's see. April 22nd, 1993, Cesar Chavez dies of natural causes at 66. Not to be confused with Julio Cesar
Chavez, who's still alive.
Yeah,
this is the Cesar Chavez that
did not
box. The street in Austin is named after.
Right, right. April 22, 1994, Richard Nixon, dead at 81.
I like to call him Dick Nick.
I am no longer a crook. Let's see what else we got. April 19, 1882, Charles Darwin, dead at 73. Guess that Darwinism thing didn't really work out for him long term, did it?
No.
Bram Stoker, who wrote Dracula, dead at 64. Had the life sucked out of him, on April 20th, 1912.
Come on.
All right. The Red Baron, also known as Manfred von Richthofen, dead at 25.
Oh, the real Dracula.
Well, I'm guessing as a World War I fighter pilot, 25 is probably a long life.
Shot down by Snoopy, little known
fact. Yeah, exactly. Several times. It took a while to get to him. David Koresh in 1993.
R.I.P.
1998, James Earl Ray, dead at 70. Of course, he assassinated Martin Luther King, so glad you're dead. Here's your best deaths.
That's like a big topic right now. That guy that drugged James Byrd.
Yeah.
Was it Vider? Or where was that at? It's one of those East Texas towns. I don't remember which one it is, but it's not. I think it's not Vider. But he's getting executed. Jasper. It's in Jasper.
Oh, okay.
The guy that got drugged behind the truck in Jasper. One of the killers is being executed, I think, like maybe tonight.
Yeah, I think it's tonight. I saw something about it on Twitter.
It's a big deal because his family's like forgiven him. Like the family of the guy who got killed has forgiven him, and they don't want him to die. But, I mean, and I always think it's funny that like the people who are pro-life, then they want the death penalty. Like, pick a side. Like, we can't just be pro. You can't say pro-life. You could, let's switch it to anti-abortion if that's how you feel. You can't say pro-life and then support the death penalty.
Yeah, that's an age-old debate topic. That
you can be anti-abortion and support the death penalty, but nobody likes to call it that because it sounds negative.
Yeah. Well, all right, let's get to our best deaths.
Okay.
William Shakespeare. Is that a good one? Age 52.
He's all right. He wrote some, what, a poem or something?
Yeah. Macbeth, beware Macduff. Mark Twain, dead at 74. How about him?
What, did he write a poem or something?
He wrote something about two guys having sex on a boat, I think. It was probably porn. But
Huck and Tom.
Albert Einstein, 1955.
Wrote a poem.
Or as...
they call it a theory, but it was really a poem.
Or as Woody Harrelson once called him, Alfred Einstein.
Yep.
Ravishing Rick Rude.
Dude, Ravishing Rick Rude, the guy who would... He's still the greatest wrestler ever because he would pick a woman out of the crowd. And this is when wrestling was great, mind you, in the 80s. He would pick a woman out of the crowd, whether she had a husband or a boyfriend, he didn't care. And she came up out of the crowd and made out with him in front of her husband. Like, basically, he would cuck her in front of everyone. And it was totally acceptable television. And the woman who got picked would be so excited.
Pat Tillman, 2004.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
Yeah. Dick Clark.
No one even make a joke about him.
No, yeah, that one just...
Dick Clark, I'll be honest. It was time for Dick Clark to go because once the countdown on New Year's Eve, the 10-second countdown was taking 14 seconds.
Yeah, it was time.
It was a real problem. Yeah. Like when the it's midnight and the ball's dropped and he's like, three. And I know he had a stroke. I get it. Strokes are sad, but like, how about don't be on TV then?
Well, the countdown clock reached zero for him on April 18th, 2012. China.
Also
wrestler.
Used to drag women out of the crowd and make out with them in front of wrestling audiences.
And finally, in 2016, Prince. Okay, one dead porn star. You probably know the answer to this one. 2002, Linda Lovelace.
Famous name.
Yes, about as famous as it gets.
I'm going to go with complications from AIDS.
Mass trauma from a car accident.
That was my second guess, I swear. Well, it was.
You'll have to remember her for next year. All right, that's going to wrap it up. I'm going to give Aaron an A-. I'm going to give Hoffman an A- today. I actually was really
very
good,
generous of you.
Really good
honest.
Today. I'm going to give myself a D+. Tomorrow, come see us at Twin Peaks on Kirby. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.